This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Sunday edition of the show, and we are actually recording this on Sunday morning. Unfortunately, we just discovered there was a major screw-up last night on my part, and everything we recorded for the Saturday show did not air on the radio last night. So, whoops.
But the podcast is going to be correct on that?
Well, it was not correct. However,
but it will be.
It will be corrected, yes. So I think this is going to air on Sunday night if I don't screw it up again. It's hard to find good help, as they say. In this case, it was all my fault. So anyway, that doesn't mean the content has been lost. Thank goodness it's still there. So if you go to freetalklive.com, probably sometime today it will have been posted. So it should be updated when I get the chance to get that done. But we've got early morning interviews that we're doing here because we're going to be, again, doing the Operation Politically Homeless booth here at the fair throughout the day today. Of course, by the time you're hearing this, I said fair festival. By the time you're hearing this, we're going to be done because, like I said, we're recording the show kind of in a festival time warp here at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, which has been, you know, if you consider it the first year of this
which
event,
it really is.
Which it technically is.
For this one, yeah.
And by the way, Cindy Ruggiero joining us again. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, everybody.
And it's Ian and Daryl as well. But yeah, so there was the Hemp Fest for 3 years. That is no more. There is now New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. It's its first year. Attendance down from what Hemp Fest was. But apparently what I heard last night was the organizer of Hemp Fest had originally planned to do one this year.
Yes.
And it was planned for like next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when he canceled those plans.
He canceled it about a week ago.
Was it that recent? Okay,
it was very recent.
So
yeah,
okay.
I was speaking with one of the vendors yesterday who said that as far as they were aware, this event was still looking for a venue as of a week ago. And
oh,
I said, no, this event has had the venue set for a while.
Yeah.
So a lot of people got confused.
Right. So there was some major confusion between the two events. And I guess the other guy who was the organizer of Hemp Fest, I don't know if he's going to bring that back or not. But, there was some sort of disagreement between the organizers of this event and the organizer of Hemp Fest. They were all together on Hemp Fest last year.
And then they separated into two.
Right, and that sometimes happens, you know.
Right.
Whether it's a political movement, whether it's a religion, whether it's Hemp Fest,
right.
You know, it's not uncommon for people to have differing visions for what the thing should be, mm-hmm. and then when they can't reconcile those differences, they go their separate ways. Unfortunately, this resulted in some confusion amongst the people out there who were trying to figure out where to go and what to do.
It's still becoming the event, you know, one of the greatest events still.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. Like,
event.
If you think about this as a first year mm-hmm. event, which it is technically, the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, I would say it's well attended. I mean, there are hundreds of people here. The campground. There's tents all over the place, and I would say yesterday we went up from, 38 people that took the Operation Politically Homeless quiz on Friday up to over 100, and I think it was 110 today. That's cumulative, so that's including the 38 from the day previous.
And we've already had one person so far when we're recording this take it today, and I'm sure by the end of the day we're going to have at least another 140.
Yeah, 140, 150. So, like, we've been having fun, and to me, that's all that matters. If everybody here who's here is having a good time, then the word's going to get around for 2018, which hopefully this comes back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we haven't talked to Rick. We talked to Rick earlier, but we haven't talked to him to get kind of a wrap-up of, you know, how he felt like it did. But I did run into him early this morning, and he agreed with the sentiment that, you know, for a first-year event, this seems to have done well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people here, and they all seem to be enjoying themselves.
A lot of entertainment.
Great music.
Great music.
Yep.
Yes.
And they went till 11 o'clock last night. Once again, the live band stop at 11, but then DJs start to play inside the pavilion. Mm-hmm. And so the music was definitely going late. It's, you know, it's a great event. I'm glad that we had the opportunity to be here and bring you a little taste of what it's like to be here. You can't experience the music on our show. Obviously, it's only in the background if you can hear it sort of wafting up the hill from the bowl area.
The scenery is unbelievable.
It sure is.
Yeah, I mean, breathtaking.
It's a perfect excuse to come up to New Hampshire and take it all in. And then, you know, drive around the state afterwards. You know, don't just go straight home. Take some time to explore New Hampshire and the different areas that are here. And Cindy, it's not your first rodeo. You've been to all the hemp fests.
Oh, yeah.
And we had you on yesterday, and you have so much to say. Okay. We weren't done.
Yeah.
We weren't done talking yesterday. So you're an activist down in New Jersey for listeners that didn't hear yesterday's show. And at this point, many of our listeners did not hear yesterday's show. But for listeners who didn't hear yesterday's show, you are an activist down in New Jersey. You worked with New Jersey Weed Man. You worked with NAPO out in Philly. I mean, you've talked with a lot and worked with a lot of these folks. In fact, you've been doing some level of civil disobedience down there. You've been smoking outside of the governor's office, although there is a medical program, which you are a part of.
Yes, we're part of the medical program.
But it's not, you know, it's like in New Hampshire, the new medical program can surely be expanded. It can surely be improved. And, of course, you're still working on legalization and
with a lot of the other activists, the big activists that are fighting on the front lines, getting the laws changed.
But and not just at the state level, you're also working with at least one congressman to try to do something federally?
Oh, there's a senator, and there's a counselor.
Talk directly into the mic.
Representatives, and... right up on the federal level, they want to reschedule marijuana. Cory Booker wants to deschedule it, which we all want.
Take it off there entirely,
right? We want it taken off entirely. I actually got the opportunity to talk to both of them. I have a meeting with Cory Booker's staff on the 29th. And so when I talked to Cory Booker, he's great. He wants it decriminalized federally. It needs to be. And he understands, you know, the facts and the statistics about how many...
How did this guy get elected? I mean, Cory Booker, it doesn't seem like the kind of person you'd find in the federal government.
He got elected because he's a Democrat lives in New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, he's good on this issue then, at least.
Yes. And he's a compassionate person who cares about other people, you know, which is sometimes hard to find in
a politician.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And so... He's the one that, you know, we want to help him get decrim because he understands about the police still arresting people.
And it's not just arresting people, but also, and you know, thanks to Jeff Sessions, they're once again able to just, you know, wind up seizing property of, well, it's connected to something that's illegal, which could just be you have a joint in your car. Oh, well, now the car's ours.
Yeah. In your house, and your kids, and everything.
So you're working with him to, and he's putting forward what, a bill to, you said, deschedule it, or is that
he wants
the ideal?
Deschedulized federally.
But realistically, you're hoping for a lowered schedule.
Well, realistically, I also spoke to Donald Norcross, and he said that they're willing in the federal level to take it off Schedule One. And put it down to Schedule 3.
Now, I don't know who Donald Norcross is.
He's a representative for the federal government.
Okay.
And I believe he has
from New
a
Jersey
little,
or elsewhere?
Of the federal government in Washington. And so he said that they will deschedule it, or reschedule it, I should say. Mm-hmm. But they're not willing to deschedule it.
That's because they're monsters.
Yeah, well, he gave me these excuses that made absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, let me hear those.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you these excuses. I mean, it's great that they're willing to put it from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. There is a lawsuit against Jeff Sessions. Don't know if you know about the lawsuit against Jeff Sessions.
No, I'm not aware of that. Now, go ahead. Tell us about this rescheduling thing before we get into the lawsuit.
So, Donald Norcross said the reason that they can't deschedule it or decriminalize it is, he says, it'll set a bad example for the children. That
course.
Was number one.
Because the children pay so much attention to the schedules of the drugs.
Well, no, because we have to lie to them like we have about Santa Claus.
Well, we've got to, you know, continue the D.A.R.E. program.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, you know. I mean, but the thing is it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, oh, it's okay for them to just take the food table and flip it upside down and say, oops, we've
Hold
been
that
wrong.
Thought. We're going to come back with more with Cindy Ruggiero. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, and unfortunately, it's too late for you to join us this year, but hopefully we'll be able to do this all over again coming up in 2018. You can, of course, if you've missed any of this, these special episodes of Free Talk Live, you can always go to freetalklive.com, and you can download them at your leisure anytime you want. Everything on our website is totally free, and it's brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you've been thinking about mining Bitcoin, then we recommend you check out pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the costs, the constant equipment upgrades, stress, and the maintenance. You can just let the professionals handle it, and you put in a Bitcoin investment. Hopefully, you'll make a little something on top of that on the way back. You can use their calculator on the site to kind of figure out what you might be able to make over at pool.bitcoin.com. You've been thinking about getting into Bitcoin mining, or maybe you want to mine Bitcoin Cash, which is actually a little bit more profitable than Bitcoin at this moment. It's up to you which one you choose over at pool.bitcoin.com. Ian and Daryl in the studio, remote studio, outdoors, on what is a chilly Sunday morning. We're under our shade, and I'm regretting it at the moment, because there is sunlight out, and if we were in it, we'd probably be like 10 degrees warmer. But Cindy is a hardcore, Cindy Ruggiero from New Jersey, hardcore cannabis activist. You're more than willing to deal with a little chill to be on the air with us, and I appreciate that. And we were just talking about the federal decriminalization efforts this year that you've kind of been working on behind the scenes to possibly deschedule or reschedule cannabis. And you were going over some of the ridiculous excuses that some federal bureaucrat was giving you as to why they can't deschedule or can't completely deschedule it, but could reschedule it perhaps down to a Schedule 3 or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And so the excuse was, well, the children.
Yeah. I had set a bad example. So, I mean, they could flip over the food table after all these years.
They
and
did
say,
that, yeah.
Yes, they did. And they said,
sorry, we had this backwards.
We had it upside down. We're sorry. You know, and
which, of course, you know, anybody that trusts the federal government to tell them what to eat. They,
oh, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
But without the FDA, Ian. Without the FDA. Well,
yeah, yeah. We tried
everything
to make our
FDA,
food in laboratory, petri dishes and stuff.
Well, everything the FDA has ever issued a recall on, they had previously authorized as being safe.
Is that right?
They don't recall stuff that they've not authorized to be safe, Ian.
I see what you're saying. Well, I mean, probably their authorization
safe
is like...
Safe stuff is recalled all the time.
Somebody pays them off or something like that.
Well, it's called a voluntary recall. That way they don't have to fold. It's kind of giving a little insurance on the side, you know.
Well, there are times when a company will issue a recall, and then there are other times when the FDA will say...
They'll force them to.
You know, all of this product from this company, from this distribution center, must be removed from the shelves.
Yeah.
But after so many die, they can just say, look, we're going to voluntarily remove it, so the FDA doesn't even have to take them to court or anything.
I'm sure they would prefer to stay out of courts in situations like that. So, okay, so the children, we've got to be aware of the children. Because the children are always, you know, they're always reading drug schedules at the federal level.
Yeah.
And, you know, every fourth grader knows exactly what Schedule 1 drugs are and what's on the list of Schedule 1 drugs. So this really is important.
So what was the next objection that they gave?
There's an opium epidemic.
That's a reason to decriminalize.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, I personally got off 13 pharmaceuticals. I'm not on any pharmaceuticals. I'm just on medical marijuana. And this, I know for a fact that there's so many people out there that have got off opiums with the help of marijuana.
My old roommate did it.
Yes.
He absolutely did. He called it the marijuana maintenance program.
Mm-hmm.
He did it on his own. He didn't need some doctor telling him what to do. He didn't have any other, you know, prescriptions to help him. He just substituted the use of cannabis for the use of heroin.
Yeah.
And that helped him.
Yeah, which marijuana has no side effects. None. You know, I mean, it has three pleasant... Three
it may have been a side effect of marijuana as to why I forgot and uploaded the wrong
side effects
last night.
Yeah, as Cat Williams says, sleepy, happy, hungry.
They're your three side effects. Never, ever has there ever been a death strictly due to marijuana.
Nope.
Never. It's always outside causes.
Unless a bale of it falls on you from a high plate. Like if a bale falls off the roof somewhere, you might possibly, if you were underneath it, you could die from marijuana there. But the use of marijuana, no, it doesn't happen. It's very safe, and that's why this is all so insane. I mean, the idea that marijuana or cannabis should be on the same level as any of the drugs on the drug schedule is ridiculous. I mean, how many other plants are there on the drug schedules?
Well, I mean, opium's a plant.
True.
And cocaine's a plant.
Well, cocaine's a processed version of...
But aren't most drugs derived from plant material herbs?
That's true.
But they're all synthesized, you know, so they're genetically modified, you know.
So they can
cause us other side effects, you know. The 100 other side effects that you'll get from all the synthetic...
How about the side effect of opening your mind? How about the side effect of...
They don't want us to be awake.
Right. The side effect of questioning... your authority. Circumstances, questioning authority, questioning the government, questioning what you're told.
Outside the box, because there's a lot out there they don't want you to see.
Yeah, I mean, for me, cannabis, when I was a teenager and I had been indoctrinated with all the DARE stuff that just was nonstop as a young person, you know, I was afraid of cannabis. I was. And then, you know, I tried it. And it wasn't scary anymore.
Right.
And that made me wonder, you know, what are these government people lying to me about? If they lied to me about this plant, which was just fun and benign and a good time, then did they also lie about heroin? Did they lie about, you know, the other drugs that they said not to do? And I think the fact that they, you know, they put cannabis in the same sentence as these other drugs can get people... more likely to try the other drugs, because if they, you know, they claim cannabis is a gateway drug, and that's not true. The government's own study in 1999 found that it wasn't a gateway drug, but what they did find was that because it was constantly sold nearby other drugs by drug dealers, that those drug dealers had the incentive to push the other drugs on their customers, and so sort of by virtue of the fact that it was in the black market, that led it to be like sort of the gateway effect.
You know, the same thing could be said of raw milk. If you push raw milk completely into the black market, then people would be like, oh, well, you know, let me try some of these other things that are also in the black market.
Sure, well, right. And so people will come to conclusions based on, you know, different factors that they shouldn't really be coming into play. And so it's sad when you know, there's so much pushback at such... You know, to us, it's a minor thing to have somebody who is arrested for cannabis. It's just absolutely insane, and it needs to end. And unfortunately, it's just been such a slow process of trying to repeal these laws. It's been so brutal. So many people have been harmed in this process, not just the people who are sitting in jail. We talked about yesterday, what was it, some guy who spent 30-something years in jail in Florida over possession of cannabis. I think you were talking about
35 years, Robert
Clathorne.
And
then you read some of the stories, also I believe it was in Florida, where the undercover agent went into the high school and basically, you know, like convinced the valedictorian over several months of, please give me some of this, and, you know, like I'll do sexy time things with you. And he finally was like, all right.
It's
so
terrible.
They created a criminal where there was
existing.
There wasn't one.
We're going to continue from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival here in moments. More with Cindy. It's Ian and Daryl on Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival on the final day of what has been an absolutely beautiful weekend here in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Incredible location. We're once again at Rogers Campground. Had the privilege of spending two little sort of working vacations here at Rogers this year, which was awfully nice, and it's great to be back, even though we're wrapping things out here today as the music is echoing up the hillside here. It's Ian
and Daryl.
We've also got Cindy Ruggiero from New Jersey, and plug your podcast again. I know we asked about that yesterday, but our listeners tonight might be a little bit different. You do have a podcast. What is it?
It's Lefty Grimes podcast at the State House, and it's called Sativa Cross.
Sativa Cross, and it's like a once a week thing, and
yes,
you're
Thursdays.
Involved pretty often.
Oh God, yeah. Every Thursday. It's been going on for about 5 to 6 years.
Good, that's a good run.
Yes, and it's from 11 to 2 every single Thursday. We sit outside Governor Christie's office, and we set up big, marijuana beach blankets, and we all sit there and smoke our marijuana.
And you record the podcast outside of his office?
We record it live.
That's cool.
And, yes, and there's police officers mingling with us, and we're allowed to do what we're doing because we have a permit.
You're medical.
And we have a permit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Sativa Cross.
Sativa Cross,
for Cindy Ruggiero. We're going to change gears here a little bit. Talk about something besides cannabis. There's been a lot of cannabis talk over this weekend. Of course, it is the Cannabis Freedom Festival. But I suspect that among our attendees here, there probably are more than a few of them who might have been on some psychedelic drugs this weekend. There's a good chance of that. Somebody last night did ask me if I wanted some mushrooms, and I did politely decline because I've been I didn't want to stay up all night. And but apparently out in California, the LA Times is reporting this week that there's a proposed ballot measure where California voters could decide this, next year, whether the state should decriminalize the use of cannabis, the use of
psilocybin
mushrooms, as the LA Times just popped up one of those irritating pop-ups.
Oh, I hate when that happens when you're reading and then it just like, here's a big giant pop-up, subscribe for our stuff.
Right. Yeah. So hallucinogenic mushrooms by adults in 2018, a ballot measure was filed Friday with the state's attorney general's office. The measure would exempt adults age 21 and older from penalties for possessing, selling, transporting, or cultivating psilocybin.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
yeah, this is
great.
Huge.
That's a medicine.
It is, and let's get into that here in a moment. At least 365,880 valid signatures are needed to place the measure on the 2018 ballot.
Which means they're going to wind up needing
like
about 700,000.
It's a lot of people.
Right, it's a lot of people, but also for people that have never circulated petitions, you have to collect these. They have to be from registered voters.
Oh, yeah. It's
and all of the info has to be correct. So
throw it out.
And it has to match what's on the voter registration list. So if Ian Freeman writes Ian Freeman, but the voter list says Ian B. Freeman, sorry, we can't verify that this is the same person. Disqualified.
Yep.
Now, of course, in some states, the petitioners can then challenge the disqualification of signatures, but still, it's best to wind up getting at least twice as many as what you need.
Is that electoral votes?
You're talking about signatures at the moment.
No, this is signatures of registered voters.
It's a pain in the butt. They make it as difficult as possible, but you know what? It's reachable. I think they can pull this off out in California. Kevin Saunders, mayoral candidate for the town of Marina near Monterey, is behind this push. He said using mushrooms helped him stop using heroin. This is a mayoral candidate said he stopped using heroin 15 years ago because he used psychedelic mushrooms.
And should also be noted, California was the first state to implement a therapeutic cannabis program through ballot initiative
in
about 20 years ago.
That's correct. In fact, it's been, and hopefully this will be the first state where, we'll see others follow suit if they pull this off. Now, it's going to be, this is going to be a little harder to do than get cannabis to pass.
True.
But
they did get cannabis legalization passed in California last year.
They sure did.
Also as a ballot initiative.
Saunders, again, said this really, that the mushrooms really helped him. He said, quote, "I think we're seeing something that could literally heal our brothers and sisters. We're talking about real cutting-edge stuff," which is one of the things about, prohibition. For all these decades that we've had prohibition in place, whether it's LSD, whether it's psilocybin, whether it's MDMA, whatever we're talking about, these are drugs that have been unable to have been studied.
Right.
And now we're starting to see some studies trickle out about MDMA, about psychedelic mushrooms.
In fact, even though studies are trickling out, because the FDA doesn't allow the studies to be done in certain manners, they can always then point and say, well, your sample size is too small, therefore it's not scientifically valid, because we don't allow you to do what we would consider to be a scientifically valid study.
Right. Yeah, you've got to ask the government, the DEA, the FDA, all these permission slips you have to get in order to do studies on this. But you had a headline, Cindy, about psychedelic mushrooms and the health effects for some people. What was it that you were seeing recently? You posted something to your Facebook.
Yeah, well, it's been on the news that they found, they've done research on psychedelic mushrooms, and that it stops depression.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people suffering from depression. It also helps get people off of benzos. What they're doing is they also went to nursing homes where people had Alzheimer's and depression, manic depression. They gave them microdoses.
Mm-hmm.
So a microdose would be about 0.2 grams.
Okay.
And
like a typical psychedelic dose is like an eighth, which is 3.5 grams of. So, yeah, that's a very small.
Or about 2 grams,
yeah,
I think.
2 grams.
Would be about a dose of psychedelic mushrooms.
So you're talking about a tenth.
A tenth, one tenth.
Of that, yeah.
And they took the one tenth and they gave them to their patients. And all of their patients became better and got out of their depression.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And
even the people with Alzheimer's and dementia, they started becoming more in tune and active and kind of resetting a little bit.
Now, is this an ongoing dosage over time, or was it one dose?
No, it was one dose a day.
Mm-hmm. But microdose.
Microdose. Yeah. I don't remember how long. I know it was under a month.
I do remember seeing some study.
I think it was a few weeks, actually.
About how just one dose, and it might have been just
a regular dose. Yes, that was the new report.
Yeah.
That one dose.
Like a regular psychedelic dose,
2 milligrams of, shrooms, which they also call them.
Two grams.
One dose was stopping people's depression. And
was it in conjunction with therapy as well?
Yes,
so
it wasn't just
here, take some mushrooms and go roll through the woods.
Was it in conjunction with therapy?
It was in conjunction with therapy, which is very, very important.
It's an important fact.
Not always. I mean, sometimes it depends on the person. Therapy can be quite dangerous.
I tend to agree with you, but in order to get the studies done, they have to have usually a therapist involved.
Yeah.
And certainly MDMA has been similar.
As long as that therapist is open-minded, because that's a lot of problems when you have a therapist that's just going
to
cut you down for all your beliefs, you know.
Right. They would have to be in order to consent to being involved in a study like that in the first place. And I feel like I remember something else about mushrooms having an effect on anxiety. PTSD and anxiety as well. And also MDMA is another one that they've been doing some really interesting studies on.
Break people out of, schizophrenia, I've heard.
So these are things that we can learn more about if we actually have a more decriminalized environment.
Yes, and more studies.
And
they should allow studies to test good things about it, not just addictive or dangerous studies. They need to study for the good medical therapeutic effects of these medicines.
Right, and we're starting to see that with groups like MAPS, I think it's Multidisciplinary Psychedelic Studies Group or something like that. They do a lot of good work there. We're going to continue here from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. Cindy, you can stick with us for one more segment.
Oh, yes.
And this is Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. But it's not just all about cannabis. It's also about freedom. And we've certainly talked a lot about cannabis over the last couple of days here. We're expanding out a little bit here in our conversation today with Cindy Ruggiero. It's Ian and Daryl here in our remote studio outdoors at the beautiful Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's a spectacular place to be as we're discussing the ballot initiative in California. That they're just getting started with. They
got approval on Friday to begin collecting the signatures.
They need almost 400,000 signatures, and that means they'll need
valid.
They'll need like 600 or 700,000 in order to get the 400,000 valid ones.
Correct.
So there's actually a mayoral candidate here who says that he swears psychedelic mushrooms got him off of heroin back in the day. And he says that, quote, it's a natural progression from marijuana legalization. I think that we're having an opportunity to lead the discussion. This is from the LA Times. Californians voted, of course, to legalize recreational marijuana use last year, and psilocybin is considered a Schedule I drug by the California Controlled Substances Act and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. According to the government, they have no accepted medical use. But, of course, as we've seen with marijuana, there have been countless studies done and personal stories told where people have literally had their lives saved. You are one of them, Cindy, by the use of cannabis. And for the government to continue to ignore all of the evidence, which is just in their face. It's so clear, crystal clear, that cannabis helps people. It's going to become clear that psychedelic mushrooms help people
right,
as well.
Even though there's a lot of evidence and it's readily available, we know firsthand that the government agents don't necessarily look at the evidence. That
no.
There was one of the committee
cops
hearings.
Tell them not to. They won't look.
Well, there was one of the committee hearings. I think it was about Decrim here in New Hampshire a couple of years ago, where one of the state police guys got up to testify again about, well, we can't do this because blah, blah, blah. And one of the state reps said, well, what about all of these studies that the supporters of this legislation have been bringing over the last decade.
Yeah.
Well, I've never gotten around to actually looking at any of it.
This.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though, it's presented and he's hearing them mention this year after year after year. Well, I've never gotten around to looking at it.
It would challenge his paradigm. I mean, he's in the paradigm that marijuana is this evil drug and all of this other information counters that. So why should he look at it? That would mean that he'd have to admit he was wrong.
Right.
And that's a hard thing to go against. When you talk about people and their cognitive dissonance, when they have a belief and they're presented with evidence that
Harry
counters
Aslinger
that belief.
Yeah, attitude.
When they're presented with evidence that counters the belief, they ignore it. It's a lot easier to just ignore the evidence and ignore the case studies, ignore the people's experience, and just keep on trucking ahead because you've got a budget to get.
Something else that we've heard numerous times when, hey, let's look at Portugal. See what happened in Portugal when they removed the criminal penalties.
Right, of all
and
drugs for small amounts.
Some of the state reps, well, that's different because that's in
Europe.
That's in Europe. All right, well, Colorado, Washington, that's not been around long enough. We need to wait a little bit longer before we make a decision. But yet, these same state reps will turn around and, proudly promote New Hampshire first in the nation. Well, you're only talking about that for the primary.
Right.
You're just like throwing it around, but not actually using it for anything else.
Not leading the way on drug decriminalization or legalization. Two studies in 2016 found a dosage of psilocybin helped ease anxiety and depression for some cancer patients.
Mm.
And again, they're always, they're doing small studies. They're doing what they can. We need to open this up. And if California does decriminalize hallucinogenic mushrooms, I think we're going to see more studies. We're going to find out.
This seems to be a full depenalization of just removing penalties, not just saying it's no longer a misdemeanor or a felony.
Correct. It would exempt adults 21 and older from penalties of possessing, selling, transporting, or cultivating psilocybins. I mean, that's even better than decriminalization.
Right. Regulate like tomatoes.
That's what they should do.
Which is to say, leave it alone and let people do what they want. Now, whether this has a chance of passing or not, I don't know. But I love that they're talking about it. I love that they're getting this conversation started because that's where all of this starts. If we want to see psychedelic mushrooms legal, if we want to see other things, MDMA, LSD, you name it, as libertarians, we want to end the war on drugs entirely.
Yes.
Okay? I understand that heroin's bad. I get it. But the fact is it's also medical. Heroin is used as a painkiller. It's prescribed for certain reasons. And, people can use it responsibly. It is possible. Just because some people are irresponsible with it doesn't mean that they should be put into a jail cell. Jail cells don't solve drug problems.
Right.
They just make them worse. And so that is one of the things you'll run into here as we're doing the Operation Politically Homeless booth. There's a question on the card about basically ending the war on drugs.
Yes.
And every now and then you'll run into somebody at a cannabis festival that's like, oh, yeah, I see that with cannabis, but no, we can't just do that with heroin. Heroin's bad. It's like, well, no. The prohibition's the problem. Prohibition always has the same results. It doesn't matter if you're prohibiting cannabis or if you're prohibiting alcohol or if you're prohibiting mushrooms or if it's heroin. You're always going to drive the use underground, the production of the drug underground. You're going to make it more dangerous.
The distribution goes underground.
Right. You're giving it to criminals to distribute. You're going to make it more dangerous. If you want people with opiate addictions to be able to solve their problem, it shouldn't be illegal because then the people who are addicted are afraid to get help. As we've seen in Portugal with dramatic a dramatic reduction in drug addiction
like 40,
in Portugal.
50%.
Yeah, and that's because it's legal to possess any small amounts of any drug in Portugal. It's
what they call
legal.
Personal amount, which is right. a 10-day supply. If you had a 10-day supply of something in the United States,
you'll go to prison.
You'd get hit with intent to distribute
yeah.
charges.
Yep, you'd go to prison. And they've had 40. I think it was last time I looked, and it's been a few years since I've looked, but they had a 40% decline in hard drug addiction rates.
Yes.
In Portugal. So the people who are addicted to heroin,
I do have a different view on that.
Please, yeah,
yes.
Let's hear it.
I mean, even though I'm into alternative medicines, I'm against pharmaceuticals,
mm-hmm.
Which also means I'm against man-made chemicals. A lot of these drugs are man-made chemically. They're not grown and placed here by the God, you know, source. They weren't, you know, they have to be manipulated like they are with the GMOs. And I just feel that they're deadly where nobody's ever, they said shrooms are actually safer than cannabis. And nobody's ever died from shrooms or cannabis. And
I agree with you, but what you're talking about is an opinion about a drug, and that's fine, right? Like, somebody can have an opinion. If they only want to take
pharmaceuticals,
that's fine.
Reasons
right?
why, too.
But would you want to put somebody who wants to take a pharmaceutical in a prison cell? That's what we're talking about.
Oh, here. Not a pharmaceutical. What I'm saying is, if it's made, like, totally readily available and legal, who's going to stop children or parents or anybody who's irresponsible for getting a hold of that drug and leaving it out
mm-hmm. Who stops them now?
A young child. Nobody, and people are dying, but people will think twice if they know they're going to go to jail.
You think so?
If they kill somebody. I mean, yeah. we're talking,
well,
if they
kill
start
somebody,
dealing it, and if they deal it,
murder.
And then they die because they're doing it, or they gave it to somebody that did too much, or they think that it's okay or safe, mm-hmm. so they do too much, where it's really not safe. But then again, alcohol, too much will kill you.
Yeah,
your
that's
pharmaceutical
right.
pills.
Alcohol's as dangerous as
you.
Heroin.
You know, they leave it up to you to take one pill or as prescribed. They don't put
alcohol
it out there for you to take the whole bottle, but people do.
Yeah, alcohol doesn't grow in nature.
You know what? They need to teach this in school is what they need to do. They need to start at the youngest
level. Well, they don't.
Level.
They don't teach responsibility
no,
in school. They teach prohibition. And so,
yes.
you know, again, it's an opinion to say that you don't like pharmaceuticals or man-made drugs. That's fine. But there might be some people who do, in which case they should be free to make those choices. This is about, it's a question about human freedom, Cindy, where if you wouldn't make that choice for yourself, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if somebody else wants to make what is a wrong
right.
choice for them, they should be free to make that choice and suffer the consequences from it. And one of those consequences, there's going to be enough consequences from a heroin addiction. You don't need the extra consequence of prison time.
Right. It's like tobacco and alcohol. Those will also have consequences.
Well, right. Or would you want to go back to prohibition of alcohol?
I don't think there should be prohibition, no.
Right.
But
so prohibition should end entirely.
I do believe that there should be education.
Yeah.
Where more people need to understand, you know, you don't be mixing fentanyl with your
Absolutely.
Organic marijuana. And, you know, that's the stuff.
Well,
that's
and
the
fentanyl,
time.
By the way, comes about because of prohibition. So fentanyl
right.
is a bastardization of the heroin production process.
All of it is, just like methadone.
It's poisoning.
What's that? Suboxone. You know, they're giving this to people who are trying to get off heroin. And
we're
going to
continue here.
Addictive.
Thank you, Cindy, for coming on the show here with us. We got more on the way from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.